Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Hi there, I'm physiotherapist Kim Siddons. Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast, episode number 15. I'm sharing my ultimate motivator, and that is movement. It's getting towards the end of this year, 2021, and so many students, workers, clients are telling me that their motivation is really starting to decline, especially people who've been stuck in lockdown for any length of time. On the opposite side of things, though, we really, at this time of the year, often need to get more work done. And so we need to learn better for exams, or we need to smash out our assignments. We need to head towards looming deadlines and get lots of stuff done. So having poor motivation isn't really going to help us finish the end of the year really strong and really feeling positive about what we've achieved. So I'm here with my favorite tips on how we can boost our motivation levels so that we can feel that success that we're all craving, and we can feel like we've really achieved so much this year. I don't know about you, but have you ever experienced that feeling when you come back from doing some exercise? It might be just a quick walk, it might be a run, it might be a little bike ride, it might be a stroll through nature, it might be playing sport or shooting some hoops, riding a skateboard, playing around with mates. And afterwards, you feel much more energized, much more awake, much more excited about life, much more positive about yourself, and all those thoughts that you had before you embarked on the exercise have just gone away. I know sometimes before I go for a walk or do something active, sometimes getting the energy and the motivation to put on your shoes, get into a different change of clothes, or even set aside the time, pull yourself away from some chores or from study or for some work to actually engage in that exercise has been almost so off-putting that you're like, oh, I can't be bothered today. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I think I'll just leave it. Yet when you just get through that little barrier and you actually get out and do the walk or do the bike ride or get into nature or play the sport afterwards, you really feel so much better about yourself. So there is a reason for that. And we want to tap into that feeling to help motivate us towards what we want to achieve, the goals that we have set for ourselves, or maybe goals that have been set by others in terms of maybe an exam scheduled or a deadline that's been scheduled for us. We want to try and tap into that feeling, that energizing, motivated feeling that we get after exercise, so that we can actually get going and get started on those tasks and make real progress forwards in them. Because I know that the feeling I get afterwards is amazing. And the reason for that is because when we do any level of exercise, the levels of the important hormones and neurotransmitters and all the biochemical reactions that happen in our body that we need to improve our metabolism and improve our neural or our nerve transmission, all those systems are enhanced. So if we use movement or exercise as the ultimate motivator tool, we can really start to supercharge our motivation levels. When we move, our brain's level of dopamine is increased. And dopamine is our happy hormone. It's the one that makes us feel so much more positive about life. It really helps us to feel excited and lifts our mood. So even if we've been feeling really hopeless and down and starting to feel so much more overwhelmed about things, increasing our levels of dopamine can really help elevate us and tip us into that more positive feeling. So we want to do what we can to elevate our feelings of positivity, of hopefulness rather than hopelessness, so that we can actually feel, yep, if I just start this, I can start to gain some momentum and I'm moving forwards. I'm getting positive reinforcement for what we're doing. So the dopamine release that we get with exercise is one of the really important things that we want to encourage to happen. There are lots of other hormones that are really important to elevate the levels of, like norepinephrine, serotonin, and other hormones that help us to improve our focus and our intention so that we can enhance our learning. We know that cardiovascular exercise, particularly faster exercise that elevates our heart rate more, that can help with neurogenesis. And so neurogenesis is just the creation of new nerves. So it actually is improving our brain power, so to speak. It starts to lay down better pathways for our learning in our brain. And we all want that. We all want our brains to be operating at their best and them to be functioning really well. So let's try and inject a bit more exercise, some little type of movement into our day so that we can enhance our brain power, enhance our motivation, our attention, our memory, and our focus, and really feel positive, feel better about ourselves, and get some stuff done. Now, I wanted to just share a couple of ideas about the different types of movement that we can use for different outcomes. So I mentioned before about how we can increase the rate of neurogenesis, of laying down of new nerves and pathways in our brain for enhanced learning, for enhanced memory. And cardiovascular exercise is great for that. There's some studies out that show that the faster and the more elevated your heart rate is, the better you can actually take on and really harness that effect. So if that's what you're aiming for, maybe try and get some cardio exercise into your day, perhaps even before you start. So an example might be getting up, getting ready in the morning first thing, breaking through the feelings of, oh, I'm so tired, I can't be bothered. I know that feeling. I'm not naturally a morning person. I do know, however, when I've actually set myself up for success and got out some shoes ready to go, got out some exercise clothes ready to go the night before, so that as soon as I get out of bed and turn my alarm off, that I'm much more likely, rather than wander back to bed, but much more likely to actually go, yep, okay, there you are, those clothes are just going to go on, and mindlessly I'm just going to force myself to get dressed, put my shoes on. I also find cleaning my teeth helps wake myself up. So that's my other little tip in the morning to get motivated to first thing, get up and get moving. Sometimes it's not a really intense exercise session because I just can't face that, but some sort of cardio exercise. I find if you just put one foot in front of the other, even if it's just a slow pace to start with, gradually that motivation factor starts to lift and we start to feel more energized and inspired to just do a little bit more, a little bit more. And all of a sudden our heart rate's up and we're starting to feel like, yep, we're off and running. Let's get some cardio exercise in, knowing the benefits are going to be profound for us for facing what's ahead for the day and getting some stuff really done. It also, with cardiovascular exercise, helps it to improve your metabolic rate. So we know that all the massive benefits for having a faster metabolism, and cardiovascular exercise helps to elevate that. So obviously, the faster you go, the more elevated your metabolism will be. And we want to also improve our baseline metabolic rate so that we're naturally burning more energy as we go through our day-to-day lives. So I would suggest trying to fit in some cardio exercise if you can. Now, the guidelines would be to try for 30 minutes a day. That's amazing if you can do that. And a pretty moderate to more intense workout, couple of 2 to 3 times a week, is fantastic for you. Most of us know that. It's actually putting it into practice that's really hard, isn't it? So trying to set yourself a little schedule where you start small, something that's going to be achievable for you, so you feel that positive reinforcement of, yeah, I aimed for that and I actually got it done. And maybe even if you start with far less, if you're only at a level of being able to do 10 to 15 minutes of exercise a day, I tell you what, that is way better than nothing. If half an hour is far too big a stretch for you at the moment, don't worry, just peg your goals back so that you know you're going to set yourself a goal that you can achieve, because achieving those goals, as small as they may seem at the time, makes such a difference to our feelings of achievement and encourages us to then do it again and do it again and do it again. And each time you can just do a little bit more. I know that that's what works for me. Sometimes setting aside a big chunk of time just seems like too far of a stretch because I can't fit that into my day. By the time I work, by the time I do everything I need to do as a mum and a wife and fit in volunteering, other different things, we have to meet ourselves where we're at and be realistic. So write down what you think you're going to be able to fit in and schedule it in, and perhaps those little tips of getting things out ready so that you're set, ready to go, or pack your bag if you want to do your exercise on the way to work, whatever it is to you. Make sure you've thought about it, that you've got a plan to achieve it. It might even be cleaning your teeth at first thing so that you're more awake and more likely to get out the door to do that little bit of exercise. Set yourself some sort of goal and see if you can do it 3 times a week this week, if you can at least. Now, the other side of it is actually maintaining your energy levels throughout your day. And if your day involves a lot of sitting, just doing one little block of cardio exercise, or maybe even one intense block of cardio exercise, is not necessarily going to help combat your tendency to, for your brain and your body to slow down after you've been sitting for a while. If you've listened to my podcasts before or any of my trainings, you'll know how important it is for us to sprinkle little movement breaks, brain and body breaks, into our day so that we can stop ourselves falling asleep, stop ourselves feeling those side effects, those negative side effects of sitting. Then sitting for longer than half hour without moving isn't great for our brain and our body. So there's certain little movement breaks that can be better for our motivation than others. I would suggest if you need boosts of motivation and energy that you consider moving in a way that's going to enhance your brain-body coordination so that you can improve your focus and your learning and all those great things. So doing a movement strategy or a movement series that involves cross-body movements and moving one limb or one side of your body and then the other really helps to engage that brain-body connection and help us to achieve that enhanced motivation. Now, I've done a little Facebook Live on Move It Monday this week, and I will post the link to that below where you're watching this video so that you can see the little funny movements. They were just simple, they were fun, they were a bit quirky, of using cross-body movement or alternating movements from one side of the body to the other, one limb and then the other,
so that we could actually move in a way that got our brain and body moving to enhance our coordination and our, therefore, our motivation. So I was just taking one arm back and forth and then the other. We went overhead. We moved our wrists up and down. We pumped our ankles and feet up and down, side to side. And the faster you do it and the more you cross your arms and limbs, the more you're going to stimulate that brain-body connection. And the more complex it is, the more of the effect you're going to get. So I would suggest that you just try out some fun little things. You can even do clapping rhythms. You can do touching each way behind your back. You can use touching your nose on one side and your ear on the other and then switching it around and see how you go, just to create a fun little way for your body to try new experiences and in that way enhance your focus and your motivation factors. The other thing that we want to consider is the fact that we want to make sure our little brain and body breaks are faster. So sometimes when we want to have a brain and body break to de-stress and unwind, stretch out, relieve tension and pain, we might be slowing down. We might be deep breathing. We might be stretching in the opposite direction and really letting everything go. And that can be great for relieving stress levels. But when we're wanting to increase our motivation and our energy levels, we want to include faster reps of our movement. And so I would consider, you know, speeding up the movement breaks that you do rather than doing slow, sustained stretches. You would do the faster movements, the faster cross-body things, and really change it up a bit. Even for an example would be star jumps, where you cross your arms and legs in between. That's a great example of something that's quick and easy. We all would assimilate star jumps with something that's a bit faster, and crossing legs like in that grapevine sort of thing, back and forth, switching legs, back and forth, switching arms back and forth, in a faster manner. That sort of thing is something that's going to enhance our motivation. And you can do it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, and you'll feel your heart rate go up. You'll feel your energy levels go up. Then you can harness that energy, sit back down at your desk or whatever you're doing, get into your books and actually harness that increased memory power, retention, learning capacity, and focus so that you can nail it, get done what you wanted to get done, feel motivated. And then at the end of that half hour break, when you've smashed out a whole heap, at the end of that half hour to an hour session where you've smashed out a whole heap of work, you can feel the satisfaction of having achieved what you wanted to achieve in your work or your learning, the study that you're doing, the test that you're about to sit, or the assignment that you needed to get finished. You can really feel that positive sense of satisfaction and achievement because you harnessed your motivation and you got it done. If you've got any questions about that, I would love to hear from you. You might have some other ideas about either motivation, things that get you going. You might have some other ideas about things you do to get motivated. I'd love to hear from you. You might have great ways that you get your energy levels up and your motivation up by movement. And again, I would love to hear your ideas because so many people are so creative when it comes to these things. My name's Kim Siddons. I hope you've enjoyed this episode number 15, Movement as the Ultimate Motivator, on the Be Fit Sick podcast. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.